Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. Following Friday's OTA practice for the Patriots, their first session allowing media availability, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo met a throng of reporters and made his first public comments since the release of the Wells report and, of course, the four-game suspension of Tom Brady by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
All right, everyone.
Jimmy,
how's it going?
Welcome back.
All right, good to see you guys.
Jimmy, how was your off-season?
It was good. It was good. Got to spend some time with the family, see all of them, and, you know, get back to work.
What did you make of everything that's transpired in the last couple of months?
You know, it's good to get back to OTAs and get back out here with the guys. I mean, got a lot of work to do, but we're excited about it.
Jimmy, are you preparing yourself to be the starter based on Tom's situation?
I'm just going out to practice every day, trying to improve, trying to get my teammates better, me better, and, you know, we'll go from there.
But do you have to have that mindset considering that he is facing a four-game suspension and you're the next in line?
I just have the mindset that I'm trying to get better. I mean, that's all you can control at the end of the day.
What did you do this summer, Jimmy, to get yourself better?
I was out in California throwing. Got to have some nice weather out there. That was nice, so a little change-up. But, you know, it's nice to be back out here. Miss the guys, miss the team and everything.
Okay. We really know follow everything, Jimmy, in the offseason, knowing that it would have a direct impact possibly on how you would have to prepare for the season.
No different than I usually would. You know, just went about my business, tried to get prepared for this season, you know, got in the playbook a lot. Got out there with some of the guys, threw it around. So, you know, it was a good offseason.
Who were you with practicing and throwing in California?
A couple of receivers.
Julian, Gronk?
Just a couple of receivers.
Tom, was he there too?
Just a couple of receivers.
No other quarterbacks then?
You think no other quarterbacks.
How much have you felt, at least, for Tom? I mean, you're human.
How much have
you felt for him to see what he's had to go through? You know, he's got a great reputation. He's been in this league 15 years. He's accomplished so much. How much do you feel for him?
Yeah, I mean, he's accomplished a ton. You know, four Super Bowl rings, that's as impressive as it gets. But, you know, you got to worry about the things that you can control. And, you know, I mean, coming out here every day, I just try and improve every day. I mean, that's all I can worry about right now. What's that? I do?
Yeah, you do look stronger. I
appreciate that.
Off-season, anything different?
You know, just, I mean, being in the league for a year, obviously that experience, you see guys ahead of you, what they do and how they take care of their bodies. I mean, it's a long season, so you got to be in tip-top shape, and so that's what the offseason's for.
So what kind of distance, you know, Tom's big on what he puts in his body?
Definitely. I mean, you got to eat right because, I mean, that makes all the difference, especially, I mean, I know I'm pretty young still, but as you get older, I mean, it makes a difference.
What do you have to give up? What's the hardest thing to talk about?
Ice cream. It's my weakness. But.
What's the biggest difference you've seen or been able to feel from year one to year two as you go about this process?
You know, that's tough. There's a long way to go. I mean, we just got an OTAs, just a couple of practices under our belt, but we got a long way to go, so I'll probably have a better answer for you guys in a couple weeks or so.
Do you feel more comfortable, though, here, you know, in this setting, in the NFL setting, than you did walking into this last year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just a year will do that to anyone. You know, just being with the same people, same atmosphere, all that. I mean, it's common. Just you get more used to it, I guess. I don't know.
Jimmy, what was the takeaway after the season ended, from like kind of the self-evaluation when you sat down with the coaching staff?
You know, just, I mean, the little improvements here and there that you have to pick up. I mean, obviously, getting in the playbook, it's you know, it's a lot different, and you just got to adjust to it. So, you know, there's a ton to improve on.
Got
a long way to go.
What did they tell you that they liked about what you did last year?
You know, I don't know. That's a tough question. There's some things, but a lot of things to improve on. I'll put it that way.
Jimmy, what's Tom's mindset and attitude when he's out here on the practice field now?
I don't know. You got to ask him that.
Have you noticed much of a change in Tom?
Not really. Where'd you hear that from? You know, just center quarterback chemistry, it's a thing. I mean, you spend so much time together. Protections, all that stuff. I mean, he's a good friend of mine, but, you know, a lot of guys on the team. I have a lot of good friends.
Jimmy, how often are you asked about the Playgate, and is it annoying?
This is my first time. So.
Really?
I mean, yeah. This is the first time I talked to you guys.
Is this the first time anybody's asked you about the Playgate?
For the most part. I'll put it that way.
Even out shopping, stores, eating?
I don't go shopping. Online shopping. Keep it simple.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'm due to encourage you.
Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.